SRN News, I'm John Scott. And the sounding of a bell at the exact moment when the first plane struck the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. President Biden, former President Trump, and Vice President Kamala Harris stood together at Ground Zero this morning on the 23rd anniversary when hijacked planes attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. Last night, the two presidential nominees offered starkly different views on the debate stage in Philadelphia.
After an opening handshake initiated by the vice president, the two nominees squared off on issue after issue during the ABC News presidential debate, including on fracking, which is a major topic here in battleground Pennsylvania.
If she won the election, fracking in Pennsylvania will end on day one.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as vice president of the United States.
Harris promised middle-class tax cuts and forcefully defended the right to abortion. Trump vowed to secure the southern border and said he would end the Russia-Ukraine war in the weeks after being elected. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson has canceled a planned vote on a stopgap funding bill that would have kept the government open for nearly next 6 months. More from Bernie Bennett.
The Speaker and other Republican congressional leaders expect as many as 15 defections from the GOP caucus on this measure. On Monday, only two Republicans had pledged to vote against the bill. The spending proposal would have been funded by the government until next March, but it also included the so-called SAVE Act, a bill that would require people to show proof of citizenship to register as a voter. Former President Donald Trump has said the Republicans should not pass any spending plan without the SAVE Act attached. The Republican presidential nominee also said the GOP should be ready to shut down the government if the voter identification proposal is not in the spending bill. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In a reversal, the stocks are higher now. The Dow up 5 points. The NASDAQ ahead 264. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and age in this country.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, white Catholics occupy the oldest median age of any faith group in the U.S. at 58 years old. White mainline Protestants and Jewish people come in second at 56. The median age of white evangelical Protestants is 54. At the other end of the spectrum, Muslims are the youngest religious group in the country with a median age of just 34. Amongst the unaffiliated, it's 41. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A city councilor in Zurich, Switzerland has apologized after she shot up a picture of Mary and Jesus, then posted images of their bullet-ridden faces on social media. Green Liberal Party official Sanija Ameta put the images on Instagram over the weekend. Critics in the Swiss Catholic Church condemn those actions. This is SRN News. Category 1 Hurricane Francine is now less than 100 miles southwest of Morgan City, Louisiana. Brad Reinhart is senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center.
There are storm surge warnings and hurricane warnings in effect for portions of the South Louisiana coastline. And so, we are messaging that there is a danger of life-threatening storm surge today for these locations. And so, we encourage everyone in the warning areas to, follow any evacuation orders or advice from the local officials.
And devastating wildfires have swept across Southern California hillsides, torching vehicles, burning buildings, and injuring more than a dozen people. In Orange County, the airport fire charred cars, left a wake of rubble and ash, and injured eight firefighters. Tens of thousands of homes are being threatened, and parts of the popular ski town of Big Bear and the community of Wrightwood evacuated. More details at SRNnews.com.